as my home. I need to protect it.
She says that is one of the motivations for a daring escape from Hong Kong police. This is Thursday, November 21st, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Also coming your way, you will hear from a legendary figure in Hong Kong and what he thinks of what has happened in his city. Also, we will talk with VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson about the continuing hearings in Washington. The standoff between police and protesters at a Hong Kong university entered its fourth day Wednesday, with a group of holdouts still refusing to surrender. One student protester who was able to flee the campus described a dramatic getaway. She's now deciding whether to flee Hong Kong or stay and continue protesting, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports. It's
our... Night after night, students flee a university that's turned into a battlefield. Most are forced to turn back by tear gas and rubber bullets. Others are caught and face years in jail. This is one of the few who did escape.
I'm scared. Really scared.
A student now on the run from her own government.
This place, that's my home. I need to protect it.
She's part of a hardcore group of students who are increasingly willing to go beyond peaceful protests to fight for democratic reform. Last week, students barricaded themselves on campus and stockpiled homemade weapons to battle police.
The rioters' actions have far exceeded the call for democracy. They are now the enemy of the people.
But this student has no problem being labeled a radical.
Radical, I think, is a positive word for me, for us. Most revolution will have violence.
VOA could not confirm every part of the girl's story, but text messages and witness accounts place her on campus when it was surrounded by police. She describes a daring nighttime escape.
Running, sneaking. Every 10 minutes, we have to stop. And hide and see if there have any police, and then keep walking, keep make attention. It was so terrible, which is, you have to leave in front of the other people's blood.
She eventually made it off campus and into a vehicle driven by a man she didn't even know. She's now considering whether to apply for political asylum in another country, or stay and continue to resist.
We both know that it's impossible to win. Only persistence can bring hope, not wait for it. If we never try, who knows when it's the end.
This semi-autonomous Chinese territory has seen 5 months of anti-government protests, and it's only getting more violent. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.